KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 19 degrees with a wind chill of 32 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A wind chill warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. today for Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. After that, a wind chill advisory will be in effect from 6 p.m. today until 9 a.m. on Thursday. A wind chill warning is in effect until noon today for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And then after that, a wind advisory will be in effect from noon today until 9 a.m. We do look for wind chills of 35 to 45 degrees below zero expected this morning. Fortunately, the winds are not very strong out there at 5 miles per hour out of the northwest, but it's still with a wind chill factor of 32 below. In the news, Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports early this morning deputies with the sheriff's office arrested 36-year-old Jeffrey Sidney of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Sidney was traveling westbound and coming around the bypass in Sidney when he failed to maintain control of his vehicle and wrecked, landing on the front lawn of the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center. When deputies made contact with Sidney, he was found to be in possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. And at the time, deputies walked him from the front lawn into the jail, where he was being held on $1,600 bond. Well, as you may have heard overnight during our newscasts, most of the area schools in the KJAN listening area have canceled classes for today, those that were having scheduled classes anyway. And that includes the Jack and Jill preschool in Atlantic. No preschool this morning. Also, Atlantic Little Lambs preschool is canceled. No Atlantic Head Start today. Southwestern Community College has also canceled classes for today. Iowa Western will start their classes at 10 o'clock this morning at their campuses. There's other announcements available as well on the news or the cancellations page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak report a traffic stop Tuesday afternoon resulted in the arrest of 50-year-old Renee Telesforo Valdivia of Red Oak. Valdivia was taken into custody for driving while suspended, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, that being marijuana. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Red Oak police responded to a two-vehicle accident without injuries on Tuesday. The collision happened at the intersection of 4th and Oak Streets in Red Oak, and authorities say a female juvenile was traveling westbound on Oak in a 2012 Hyundai Santa Fe when the female juvenile driver of a northbound 2007 Jeep failed to yield the right-of-way. The SUVs collided, with the damage estimated at $5,000 altogether. There were no citations issued at the scene. Police in Council Bluffs Tuesday arrested a woman for child endangerment after she left her children unattended in a cold vehicle for a lengthy period of time. Authorities say 25-year-old Stephanie C. Moses of Council Bluffs was placed under arrest for two counts of child endangerment. Her children, ages 2 and 4, were not injured. They were placed into protective custody, and the Department of Human Services was contacted. At around 10:40 a.m. Tuesday, officers were asked to conduct a welfare check on the children, who were in a car in the parking lot at 3271 Marketplace Drive. The children had been located by a concerned citizen who then provided them shelter in her vehicle until police arrived. The investigation revealed that two small children had been left unattended in the vehicle for about 45 minutes before a concerned citizen located them. The vehicle the children had been left in was not running, unlocked, and the window was partially down. The children were only wearing light clothing. The outside air temperature at the time was 5 degrees with a 14 to 15 degree wind chill factor. Stephanie Moses was located by police after she came out of a store. Sheriff's deputies in Cass County last Friday arrested 27-year-old Mark Allen Fredrickson of Atlantic on a felony charge of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, and the possession of drug paraphernalia. Fredrickson was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held Monday on a $10,000 bond. And on Saturday, 42-year-old Jason Aaron Watson of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Watson was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. Last Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 39-year-old Stephen Keith Zybig of Griswold on a Pottawatomie County warrant. Zybig was held in the Cass County Jail and later released to authorities in Pottawatomie County. Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that they've received a report of a scam call. Someone claiming to be from Alliant Energy is making calls to Alliant customers demanding payment immediately or their services will be stopped within minutes, according to the caller. Alliant Energy has verified that is definitely a scam. So if you receive a call like that, just hang up and ignore it. The Council Bluffs City Council has approved a resolution adopting a plan for an indoor turf facility for soccer and other sports. The council unanimously approved the Iowa West Sports Complex plan on Monday. The facility will be built just northwest of the Mid-America Center. The Iowa West Foundation and other grant sources will provide funding for the $7 million project. The facility will be operated and managed by the Council Bluffs Soccer Club. The field will be used for a variety of sports, including youth baseball, softball, soccer, and flag football. And finally, in Western Iowa news, Glenwood police report 29-year-old Raymond Daly of Glenwood was arrested Monday. He was taken into custody on warrants for assault and domestic abuse assault. His bond was set at $2,000 on the first warrant and no bond on the second warrant. Also, 76-year-old David Smith of Glenwood was arrested Monday on a Fremont County warrant. His cash bond was set at $300. In our funeral announcements, Donald Jorgensen, age 91, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Donald Jorgensen will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Elnora Nori Fett, age 98, of Audubon, died January 23rd at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Nori Fett will be Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Charles Turner, age 89, of Redfield, died Sunday at his daughter's home near Maxwell. A visitation for Charles Turner will be held from 2 until 5 p.m. on February 10th at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.